Hello, everyone, and welcome to an evening in Halo Reach. I'm BBK Dragoon, and this is a chill live commentary series where we just sit back, relax. I hope it feels like it's a Friday night. You're hanging at your buddy's house, just chilling on the couch, talking about life with some cool games on in the background. In today's video, I wanted to play a little Halo Reach. I want to talk a bit about life right after college and right when I started a job, like my beginning of my career, I guess, or whatever. And just talk about balancing games and life and all of that stuff. One of the previous videos, there was a great comment. It won't let me alt-tab right now, but I think it was Corgi, who left a really nice comment about the challenge of balancing life, especially after that transition from college into your first job. So I'll talk you through my experience, what I've learned, what I did right, what I did wrong, and just reminisce a little bit today. Reach looks exceptional on MCC on PC, and I do admit that I am very fond of this game. I know the multiplayer changes were not received overly positively, but I have incredible memories with this game because that's where the channel started, truly. And I think this little pocket from probably about 2010 until 2017-ish, some of the best artwork Bungie's ever produced. You can go back to Destiny 1, and I cannot believe how gorgeous that game is. I don't think we'll ever get it on PC, but if we did unlocked frame rate Destiny 1, I think you could still say today is one of the most beautiful, incredible artwork-driven games ever. Let's go, Six. All right. So with all of that said, Reach is where the channel started, and I absolutely adored that time. And I played a lot of Halo Reach in school. I was playing a lot of Black Ops. The original Black Ops 1 is sort of what got me super hooked on wanting to start a YouTube channel. And then Halo Reach was right there. I was always a Halo person to my core. I was always a Halo player. I got on a community channel called Halo Zone. If you remember Halo Zone, shout out. It was a great time. School finished for me, and the two games that I was playing near the end of my time in college was a lot of StarCraft 2 and a lot of Halo 4. I was streaming Halo 4 pretty regularly, just for fun, making videos here and there, and then playing a ton of StarCraft 2. My biggest hope with StarCraft, I was not an RTS player, by the way. The only reason I got into it in 2010, 2011 is because it took the place of Halo on the MLG circuit. There was one MLG event, Dallas, for Halo 4, and then they dropped the game. StarCraft 2 was really big. The good buddy that I did the podcast with, Destiny the Show, he went to that MLG Dallas event and got to see Halo 4. That was the event where some of the players definitely got the leaked build online early and had practiced it for a few weeks coming into the event, which is a little, it's a little funny. There's your throwbacks. There were no chairs, by the way, right, for that event. That's how you know it was the beginning of the end for Halo on MLG. It was such a bummer that, like, people were just sitting on the floor. Like, they didn't even give them the chair space that they needed. If I'm misremembering any of this, let me know, but I got into StarCraft 2, I fell in love with it, and I was playing pretty regularly during college, and that was a competitive game, and my whole hope was to play StarCraft 2 in the CSL, the Collegiate Star League. And you needed to be about diamond level. Most of the players were masters level, but you could start to compete if you were diamond. And I picked up, there's three expansions with StarCraft 2. There's Wings of Liberty, the first one that came out, Heart of the Swarm, and Legacy of the Void. I remember asking for Heart of the Swarm as a Christmas present from my parents, and they got me that expansion, and it was absolutely amazing, super fun. I got up to Platinum in Wings of Liberty, and I stayed there. And when Heart of the Swarm first released, they changed the ladder, and it got substantially more difficult. And I got stuck in Platinum for a long time, and I thought it was because Protoss was overpowered, and Swarm Hosts are the worst, and I'm just doing everything great. I'm macroing, I'm building my Marines, I'm doing it so well. I played Terran, by the way. If you play StarCraft, you know. Just like how great this game still looks, by the way. Their explosions are unrivaled. Little grunt backpacks exploding. It's just fantastic. I think there's a carbine up on one of these roofs here. No, the truth of the matter was I sucked and I needed to make tech shifts in my builds and I wasn't doing that. Excuse me. But as school was coming to an end, I always was so sorry. I've been getting over a sickness the last few weeks. I'm all better now, but just clearing my throat a bunch. I had to fluctuate pretty hard how much I gamed and what I was doing because school was my priority. I've told a few stories about college, but I did great my first year. My second year, I did poorly. And third year, it's when I finally kicked it in gear. And I was just grinding my face off to finish. Nobody really in my degree was finishing in under 5 years. It was a 5-year degree for sure. You couldn't register for the stuff that you needed, which was so frustrating. So I took summer semesters. I was doing everything. That last year and a half of school, gaming was not something I did a whole bunch. Even though I would create YouTube videos, it fluctuated a ton. And I'm actually quite proud that I was able to prioritize that way at that age, because gaming was a whole lot more fun and I didn't love school. But the same thing went with StarCraft. I would play really hard and practice hard for a few weeks, but then when it would get tough with school or finals were approaching, I would put the game down almost entirely at that time and just focus on school, because I needed all the grades to come in, everything to be perfect, and it was kind of nerve-wracking. Was I going to finish all the classes, get the grades that I needed to? And I did. And it was a huge, huge sense of relief. I didn't get into Diamond. I didn't get to play in the Collegiate StarCraft League. In fact, I just stopped playing StarCraft altogether the last few months of school. But after I graduated, I took a few weeks, put some applications out there, and while I was waiting on some return information on a few of those applications, I started playing StarCraft again. I knew I wanted about, you know, a month off before really setting the stage for the next journey, getting a job and all this jazz. So I played StarCraft. I had a pretty mellow schedule, and without even really trying, I got Diamond in Heart of the Swarm. It was incredible. That's as far as competitive gaming accomplishments go, I am most proud of that. You know, I got Onyx and Reach and 50s in Halo 4 before and after the reset. Never got a 50 in Halo 3 because I just wasn't playing competitive during those age ranges, like I was racing bikes at that time. But from not having any RTS experience at all to being able to, in a few years, get up to Diamond and play decently, it was, I remember just like screaming. I was so stoked when I finished the match. And the icon changed, and it's still on. I need a screenshot or something. In fact, one of these evening ends, Masco had suggested doing a StarCraft II evening in. I would love to do that, but I would like to practice a little bit first, so I have a build that's like second nature, and I can just talk. And that game is oddly therapeutic and relaxing if you're just playing against the computer. If you're not, it's like mental gymnastics how tough that game is. And that is the end of college. I got the job that I had applied for, and I was super excited. I wrote a proposal and put together all this information, and I'll do this, that, and the other for you. I'm trying to remember what flashlight is on my current keybinds. I don't remember. And I played a little Halo 4, but it was mainly just chill StarCraft at that time. Yeah. And the job started, and immediately, instead of getting to work on the proposal that I had pitched to them, they threw me onto a project that needed a bunch of help. And I was not passionate about that project, and it was the first few years of that gig. And it kind of sucked, because it was sort of an idea that felt doomed to fail. It was doomed to fail, but I had to pour so much time and effort into it those first few years. And so, as with things in life, it rarely goes how we expect. I just want to look at this. I've never really come up to this weird little gate right here. As with life, it never really goes how you expect. I was playing some games at the start of that career. When I was done with work, when I come home in the evenings, other than riding my bike, I was playing some Halo. This is near the time that Halo MCC came out. I think there's a DMR in here. Let me go double check. It's been a while. Is there a DMR on one of these back walls? MCC released. I was beyond excited. In fact, it's the only reason that I ended up buying a... Oh, nice. A shotgun there. The Xbox One was for Halo MCC. And then it was totally borked, and that was a disappointment. But those first few years of playing games after college ended and the career started was Halo 4, Halo MCC, and then Destiny 1. And something I did, I played in the beta and the alpha. Was I in the alpha? I think I played in the alpha for Destiny 1. My good buddy, BD Diddy. Oh my gosh, give me a second. I'm going to get a drink of water here. I am terribly sorry. BD Diddy, a Halo YouTuber. And unfortunately, you know, DITTY, I go through this all the time. He goes by Ruin now. That's his other gamer tag, so he doesn't have to deal with all the stupid stuff that has happened since then with that name. He and I were Halo buddies. We were on Halo podcast together. We were on Halo Zone together. And I had reached out to him about wanting to start a Destiny podcast. I don't even know where the idea of a podcast like came from. Why? Well, actually, I do. I do remember this. Other than Halo and Destiny, I was playing a little bit of World of Warcraft at that time. I've played WoW on and off since vanilla. Never a lot, honestly. I probably could have picked up that shotgun 100 years ago, and this would be a lot easier, but whatever. We're playing on normal, just because it's easier to talk through stuff. And there was a World of Warcraft podcast that I was listening to, and I just thought it was very cozy, very chill, and I wanted to try and do something similar. So we started Destiny the Show, which was a news podcast about Destiny. And that went from 2014 to 2019, 4.5 years. Weekly episodes, some of the best times of my gaming life. I loved doing that, and it completely improved my public speaking skills. It gave me so many practical things that improved the way that I saw my career and opportunities, and just I learned that you are not always going to get to do the stuff that you want to do at your job. It's just a fact. There's going to be projects that are stupid. There's going to be things that are beyond your control that you have to participate in, and you have to give your best effort, even if you know it's like a doomed thing. You know it's probably going to fail miserably. You still got to show up, and you got to find joy within it. And it was funny because every week I would look and absorb Destiny news. We would come to the table, talk about the news, talk about Destiny, and I think it's one of the most successful like YouTube-y things that I've ever done. I was able to get the attention of Planet Destiny back in the day, and I got to be a contributor there and make videos and reviews and things for them. And it was just a lot of fun to be very involved with Destiny 1. Those 3 years, I was locked in. I was playing with a great group of friends, all old Halo transplants. Like basically everyone I played Destiny with were old Halo buddies. And all of my best gaming friends from online are from those Halo and Destiny 1 days. And I will tell you, I didn't struggle that much with balance at that time. The career was 8 to 5. I would game in the evenings when we came home. And when I came home. Dragoon is one person, everyone. Anyway, I don't even know what I was saying, man. I would play... Ooh, give me the DMR. Oh, the best cutscene in the entire freaking game is coming up. I'll be really quiet during that section here. So, yeah, I loved it. I would play in the evenings. I would stay up late because I was younger, and staying up late wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't that much of an issue. And I got my work done. It was never a problem. Like, the balance was not an issue. Sure, those years I probably could have been going out and, like, doing more and being a little bit more social. But life was good. It was just like focusing on the start of the career, cost of living was like tight, but not gnarly, like not as insane as it is these days. Like these days it's stupid going to the grocery store and like what grocery store budgets have to be. So I just liked it. For a long time, my goal, like I wanted to work at Machinima. Like when I was in college, my biggest goal was to like get a job after you finish and you graduate, but eventually like work your way out to California, go work for a production house like Machinima. Well, Machinima kind of crashed and burned and fell apart just about that same time. So that dream never came true. Halo 5 came out, and gaming started to change around 2017. We got Destiny 2. Destiny 2 was an interesting moment for me, like mentally and personally. That's probably the moment I started to fall out of some of the joy of gaming that I'd had. Up until that point, 360 into Destiny 1 was just amazing. I was sad at the state of Halo because MCC, guys, was extraordinarily busted for so long. I was doing update videos every time they released a giant patch. Nothing really worked. It took, honestly, 2 years before you were getting into matches, and so that was hard. Like, if you built most of your channel around Halo, and the developer basically, like, just felt like cut the player base off at the knees, it was devastating. Okay, I'm going to be quiet because I adore this cutscene. I think I wish they would have had more like vibes and moments like this. It doesn't start immediately, right? Or maybe it does start immediately. I love this. This set the tone for the entire game so perfectly, and like the music and everything.
All right, Corporal. Stay put. We'll get you a combat surgeon.
Damn. Plasma damage.
Found something.
I'll take that, Six. Not your domain.
I got a live one over here.
Come on. Achika.
Minion Inin.
It's all right.
The animations are super nice too. Like you can tell all the mocap work that they did. All the Spartans feel like they've got that weight and that like heft to them.
Eat Vanak.
What's the status? Over!
We've been engaged! Bad guy coming out!
That's so sick. Like,
-4, stay on the entrance.
it's insane, dude. This is a pitch for an entire game. I'm telling you, I want Bethesda to make a Doom-style game with Noble Six. He survived in the cave or whatever, and it's called The Covenant Slayer. And it's just full. It's Doom, M-rated, mature, like, over the top. Is it 4? 4's the button. There's no flashlight, Dragoon. You remember that? Oh, hi. I forgot you guys are here. So what I'm trying to say is I didn't have any balance issues those first few years out of college. It was great. I was working. Work wasn't super fun, but whatever. The gaming was a great time. It was a nice mental break, and I deeply, deeply enjoyed it. I would say when Destiny 2 came out is the moment it started to shift to where I wasn't enjoying it as much and I was playing more. Vanilla Destiny 2 was a huge step in the wrong direction after the player base had spent so many years helping Bungie get Destiny 1 to the point that it should have been, or where we wanted it, not should have been, because it was like their first foray. The end of Destiny 1, when they did the Moments of Triumph or whatever it was called, where they redid the raids and you had the new armor sets and reasons to go back and do all 4 raids on a weekly cadence, they really, really nailed it. I timed that poorly, but thankfully this is normal and not legendary. It was fantastic, and they had solved so many multiplayer issues. Well, Destiny 1 or 2, they go back to the drawing board. 4v4 and weird ammo economies and a more competitive, you know, way the sandbox played out. And I'll keep it straight. I actually kind of liked the initial Destiny 2 PvP idea where they had tried to make it a little bit more fair and a little bit less chaotic. And I mean, I haven't kept up with PvP meta for Destiny 2 in forever. I'm sure it's all I see is people mad about it continually on Twitter for years and years. So I ultimately left Destiny 2 in 2019-2020-ish, right after Forsaken. And we, for the podcast, decided to conclude a few months after Forsaken. Forsaken was incredible. Destiny 2 ended up being quite a bit of fun, and I think that era right around Forsaken was phenomenal and the best that it was going to be. The Taken King era for Destiny 1, same thing. It just there were pockets of time where it truly was just magical and very, very fun. But with Destiny 2, I did play quite a bit. I remember re-rolling three characters on PC after I had rolled my three PS4 characters, and just playing and talking a lot, feeling like we needed to do so with the podcast to stay like on top of things and to understand stuff. And if you weren't having as much fun, that's when it was becoming more forced play. Not all the time, but just it was a lot of game time, right? And especially when you have an MMO-ish style game like Destiny or any investment game, they soak a ton of time, right? You really, they are like the game. You only have one or two of those at a time. You can't play multiple investment or MMO games at the same time if you really want to get far, or unless you've just got like a ridiculously easy work schedule. Because like if you're working an 8-to-5 Monday through Friday, and you're not playing all day on the weekends, I don't know how you could like maintain two MMOs and like an investment shooter. And keep up. You can obviously play most of these all like pretty casually. So I never really felt like I had the scales tipped in the wrong direction. But now I'm in the complete other end of the spectrum where I don't really get to play all that much. But when I do, I actually enjoy it more. So that's the thing, is like, sometimes when you're in a period of life where you get to play a whole bunch, it doesn't necessarily mean you're having more fun. Which I think is very interesting. I have more fun now, in some ways, than I did back then. Alright, we're... Oh, DMR, and then the target locator. Armor lock. Like, the balance looks different, but looks different now, but the lesson sticks. Games are at their best when they're supporting your life and not running it. And so I would say if you're in that transition time where you've just finished up with college, you're starting a job, or you're in a new kind of era of life, this thing was super cool. Are they both? Are we going to get both of them in it? Almost. Almost. Oh, I gave up the DMR for it. Oh, yeah, we got both of them. Sick. Let's go. Will this open back up, or did I lose my opportunity here? I think I lost my opportunity. Yeah, I lost it. That's fine. There'll be other chances to get something cool. I would just say, look, only you can decide the balance of your life. And I'm not going to, like, sit here and tell you I've never gamed too much. I totally gamed too much in college. Like, there were eras that sophomore year where I was playing way too much. Wow, you're still alive, dude? Impressive. Only you can prevent forest fires. It's just, you know when your life's out of whack. I feel like it's not this giant mystery. If you're doing a hobby or an activity so much that other aspects of your life are suffering, I think deep down you probably know it. And the old Farragut station has its own comms array. There are periods of time when you're younger. Come on. Is Cat going to jump in? I guess if we leave Cat behind, she'll probably like teleport onto us anyway. I don't really know the best way to say this, but like there are periods of time where like when you're younger, you can game more. And obviously as you get older, you game less because you have more responsibilities. You have less time. And the other thing is you just value time differently. I think that's the biggest thing for me. I was more okay with games not valuing my time in the same degree back then when I had more time than these days when time is super limited. I've become quite a quality connoisseur in terms of I want good games that super duper respect my time. If you don't respect my time, why would I play the game? Period. And I just have less and less patience for filler and fluff and junk, you know? Bada boom. They had a cool idea with the DMR in the sandbox, I'm not gonna lie. Hello. And I have sympathy, don't get me wrong. Like, when life is really tough, it can be substantially easier to just bury your head in the sand and play a bunch of games with friends. I get it. I 100% get it. But right after college, right, when you're starting that career, like, if you don't have your job lined up, if you're not moving in the direction that you're sort of hopefully wanting to be, just know, like, it's a critical, important time. Man, I sound like such an old fart. Jeez. But it really is. Like, if you graduated a certain year and let's say you took 2 years to find a job, right? Oh, no. An employer interviewer, somebody's probably going to look at that and ask you, like, okay, so what happened? Like, what happened to the last 2 years? Okay. I do hear a lot of people, like, flub and lie on their resumes these days, which that whole meta is crazy. Do we get another... Yeah, we get another Warthog. Thank you. Spartans, this is Sword Control. Thought you could use some mobile firepower. It's like compound interest, right? The sooner you start saving and putting it away, the bigger benefit you're going to have down the road. So you may not want to go to college either, by the way. If I'm talking to somebody in high school or whatever, and they're like, I'm not going to go to college. I want to do a trade school, or I want to do this, that, and the other. You know, I was in a similar basket. I wanted to literally... do motion graphics, by the way. I'm happy I finished with the degree because I ended up doing something that, like, ultimately the degree is more beneficial than the trade school. But I think now more than ever, like, bro, so many degrees feel scammy to me. So many universities are just there to take your money and support the athletic department. And, you know, degrees don't guarantee you a career at this point. Experience in many ways does you more. It's such a different ball game, and I do feel like we have lived through this era where the value of college has shifted. Depends on your field, depends on your role, depends on a lot of things. So don't take this to heart as, like, blanket. Dragoon said, don't go to college, bro. Hope that comms array has a working job. I think it's important to know your hobbies, know your interests, and if you can, work in high school. I worked all through high school. Multiple jobs. By the time I was coming out of school, I already had, a resume for working at a TV station, a coffee shop, an office, like a bunch of different roles. So I wasn't coming in with zero experience whatsoever, and I'd already tried out a few different kinds of things. They didn't pay well, but you know what? That was a really important thing. It was good to have some of those. Let's get up here. That would be a topic for a whole nother video. Maybe when I talk about my college experience and the degree and all that stuff, we can discuss it more. But I'm just saying, time is super valuable, and the games are going to feel better if it's a reward and you've been, like, actually grinding and putting in the discipline and the work towards the stuff that you want to do. I know it can be hard to start. I think that's the trickiest part. Oh, I'm probably going to die. What is it about this? When you revisit this part of the map later, it's so difficult too. Like, this little hut in particular. If you eat ice cream every day, it's not going to be that much of a treat. But what if you work out and then you go have some ice cream? Huh? Pretty epic, right? Okay. The meal tastes better that way. And that's your lesson from Dragoon Dad. Today. Wow, it was fun talking about those old games. Good times. Good times indeed. Anyway, I wanted to do motion graphics. I wanted to learn how to do those, like, really cool 3D intro stingers, and then go work again in LA and build those things out. I'm sure there is a career path for that. But it's highly narrow and I imagine very competitive. And as we enter this AI world, a lot of that stuff is just going to be, I'm sure, built by a freaking text prompt in no time at all. I both love and hate that we have these incredible technologies now. Did we do it? Where did we go? What's next here? This Warthog's still in pretty good shape, I want to say. Okay. Where to? What do we do, Kat? Where do we go? Are we supposed to wipe all of them? Maybe that's what we're supposed to do, is wipe all of them. And then we head back, I think, to Sword Base. Pop right there. We are actually nicely at this beautiful 30-minute mark. And this is typically when I like to finish up these Evening Inn videos, and we've had a good conversation, so we need to checkpoint it here before we wrap the final little bit. We can do so. Look at this. This was on the 360, everyone. The 360 of all places. Oh, yeah, we return to base. Yeah, fight the hunters. It's a huge pain. I think we'll wrap it here because this week has been a lot already. Oh, we salvaged it. Oh, if you have tips on ballots. Whoa, that guy has no chill, man. He followed us that whole time. I always forget, is it the sniper in Reach that does like mega damage to vehicles? I think it is. Yeah. Reach sniper was so great. And we're back in here. So yeah, if you have tips on balance and gaming, please let me know. I appreciate all of you so very much. Thanks for supporting this series. If you want more of these chill, slow-paced commentaries, there is an entire playlist that I will leave linked down below and at the end of this video on the end card. Go check those out. Plenty of games. And then, as always, continue to suggest titles that you want to see. A lot of the ones that we've done so far, in fact, all of them except for Mirror's Edge, have been suggestions from the comments. So have a great week. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again in the next one. Nice. Bye-bye.